Hey friends, today I want to talk to you about preparing for storms. I'm coming to you today from beautiful northern Saskatchewan in the Prince Albert National Park, and we've been camping for the last number of days with all my brothers and some of their boys, so it's a guys' weekend. And we've come out here, and this place is now deserted. And the reason why this place, this campsite, is deserted is because a storm has hit this place, and it's been raining basically since we've got here. And I've done lots of camping in my life, but I've never had such poor weather when we've been camping. But the reason why we haven't left this campsite and we haven't left the guys' weekend is because we have prepared. We have prepared for the storm. And particularly a couple things that's really helped us. Our tent right back there, covered it up, double tarped it in fact. But there's one particular thing that's helped us prepare. And we've had the food, we've had the water, we've had all those things that you need when you're camping. But there's one thing that's helped us weather the storm, and I'd like you to show you this, because without this one particular thing, we would have not been able to withstand the storm. See, what it is a tarp. Without the tarp, we would not be able to withstand the storm, because the tarp kept the rain off of us and we were able to keep dry. And there's a storm coming in your life. I don't know when, I don't know how, but the reason why I know is because there's storms that always happen in our lives. Circumstances happen, a financial crisis happens, relationships get strained, you know, stuff with COVID just happens. How are we going to be able to withstand the storms in life? Here's a couple of key things, but one, you know, we always remain faithful to prayer, we go to the sacraments within the church, but I'd like to add one thing. We got to talk about the tarp. What is the tarp? Our Lady's mantle of protection. When we place ourselves in the care of Our Lady, her mantle covers us and she protects us in the storms, whether it's the justice of God, whether it's the assaults of evil. St. Gertrude had this vision of Our Lady's mantle once going out, and all these wild beasts, the animals, the bears, the tigers, going under the mantle, and she welcomed them all. And as she welcomed them all, what happened to them? She tamed them. What happens when we place ourselves in the protection and care of Our Lady? We go underneath her mantle, and what happens? She tames us. She tames our passions that seem to run wild. And why is that so important if we're going to withstand the storms? Because so many people, what they do when they're in the storm is they ask God, get rid of the storm. But a better prayer is, God, give me the strength to weather the storm. What we need is virtue in the midst of the storm that allows us to be like Peter, to walk on water. Oftentimes, it's okay to say, God, get rid of the storm, okay. But the better prayer is, God, give me the strength and the virtue to withstand the storm. And this is where Our Lady comes in, placing herself under her mantle of protection. She tames those passions within our lives, helps us, gives us grace, obtains grace for us to grow in virtue, to weather the storm. So friends, I hope that you're blessed by this video. Remember, the tarp, Mary's mantle of protection. God bless you guys. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you so much for watching. Unfortunately, we do not know how much longer we will be on YouTube, because YouTube has a habit of shutting down channels like ours. If you want to stay connected, head over to catholicspeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. That way you will receive all our new videos by email, no matter where they are released on the internet. And a special thank you to our Patreon team who is sponsoring and supporting these videos. Your financial support helps us keep all our content free for the world. Thank you so much for your help.